Hello, and welcome to show number 2543 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program empowering the visually impaired with expert advice, personal stories, and the latest in technology and accessibility. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
IRA stands for Artificial Intelligence Remote Assistance. We are a visual interpreting service, which means that we, through a smartphone app and through a web app on your PC or Mac, provide visual information to you. So one person simplified it as eyes in your pocket.
And that's what we'll be talking about today, IRA.
IRA has transformed from a mostly paid subscription service into a resource that now offers many free services for visually impaired users. We'll talk with Janine Stanley, Director of Customer Success at IRA, about navigating public spaces and how collaborations with Google DeepMind and wearable tech promise even better visual interpretation tools. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Janine Stanley.
So my tip of the week is be sure to keep your app up to date. And we really can't stress this enough, because with each update, we not only fix bugs, but we add new features. And if you're having difficulty with something maybe not working the way you expect it to, be sure to check the update. And if you don't know what the version number should be, what the latest version number is, you can give us a call. We're happy to give you that information from our customer care team.
Well, that's great advice for any app, not just IRA.
Absolutely.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
the Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center at the Chicago Lighthouse, whose 2025 Business Enterprise Competition will provide one blind entrepreneur with up to $25,000 in seed money and a plan to turn their business idea into reality. For more information, visit www.chicagolighthouse.org/FEC.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Let's start by meeting Janine and learning about the early days at IRA.
Today's guest has been with us before, but it's been a long while. So, Janine, perhaps you can introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about what you do these days.
Certainly. I'm Janine Stanley, and currently I am the Director of Customer Success and Engagement with IRA. So I've had a lot of titles over the years, but basically what that means is helping to communicate to our customers what we do and how they can be a part of what we do and how they can use our products, etc.
Now, the last time we spoke with you was about 6 years ago, and you were brand new with IRA at that time.
Yeah, and it's odd. Now I'm one of the longtime employees. We did a reorganization in 2020, and so we have a lot of new faces at IRA, but it's fun remembering, you know, the venture capital days of IRA. So I've seen so many changes since I came on in 2019, but even before that, I've been an explorer, which is what we call our customers who use our product, since 2017, I believe.
I was going to say, not only were you new with IRA back then, but IRA was fairly new itself.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people didn't understand or weren't quite sure if they trusted something like a visual interpreting service.
Eyes on Success connects corporate sponsors with visually impaired listeners around the world.
More information about becoming a sponsor can be found at www.sponsor.eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is what's new with IRA's visual interpretation service and how they've continued to incorporate more and more artificial intelligence into what they do.
Well, Janine, in the introduction, we talked about both you and IRA being new a number of years ago. And I thought it was interesting the transitions and the pivot that IRIT has taken since that time. It started out as basically a subscription service where the people using it were paying for all their minutes. But you've pivoted to have organizations like airports, retailers pay for the service, and then your explorers, as you call them, can use the service for free. So I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about that transition. That seems to be a very successful business model.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we still have our subscriptions, and you can purchase minutes to use anytime you need when you're on a subscription. But what we really want to do is have a time whenever IRA is free everywhere, so nobody has to pay for it. And we want that to be covered by businesses, governments, entities who see value in paying for accessibility for their customers. And we have now, I believe, over 300 different partners in our access network of different types of businesses and organizations. Airports were our first big one because that's where people really wanted assistance, was in airports. So that's where we started. But then we quickly expanded that to retail stores, to governments, cities, transit systems, things like that. And museums have been a big one over the years, as well as college campuses.
Janine, can you describe what IRA is and does, just in case there's anybody listening who doesn't know yet?
Sure. Nancy, you would be surprised at how many people still do not quite know or understand what we are. So IRA stands for Artificial Intelligence Remote Assistance. We are a visual interpreting service, which means that we, through a smartphone app, and through a web app on your PC or Mac, provide visual information to you. So one person simplified it as eyes in your pocket. But our visual interpreters are professional. They are employees of the company. They go through rigorous training. They have a number of confidentiality agreements and privacy agreements that they are bound to. So they can deal with just about any information that you need that's visual, from directions, from help with navigating, to help with reading, filling out forms, identifying things, just about anything you need a visual description or visual assistance with.
As you mentioned, the AI in the name IRA stands for artificial intelligence. But back when you got started 7 or 10 years ago, artificial intelligence wasn't such a big thing, and you mostly relied on human volunteers. And I take it a lot of your new services do rely on artificial intelligence these days. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about what's new and what has changed since then.
Well, what's really interesting, Pete, is we started out with artificial intelligence on the back end, and we used it a great deal for scheduling, for predicting patterns, for seeing how many people call about cleaning up dog poop, for example. It's one of our biggest calls, actually. How many people call about inaccessible websites, and what can we learn from that through AI models? And one of the gentlemen, Honored Call, who was one of the key people in seeing AI, he actually came to work for us and was developing an AI system, you know, way, way ahead of when we have what we have today. But as time progressed and we decided to get into the wearables business, we made a set of glasses called the Horizon Glasses. And we were starting to craft an AI assistant with them called Zoe. And Zoe went by the wayside when the Horizon kit did, partially because, of course, in 2020, the world went upside down. So we retooled what we were doing. We got rid of the glasses because they're difficult for a small company to make. And Troy Attilio, our CEO, said, don't worry, the market will fix this. And certainly we see that. But what we decided to do was lean into artificial intelligence as a way of giving people information that they needed. Because sometimes, let's face it, our visual interpreters are busy. It's hard to get through to an interpreter. And maybe you only need a little bit of information. Maybe you just need to know what that can is. Or, example for today, I had some bread that was a little suspicious. And so I brought up our AI image recognition assistant. It's called Access AI, and it's free to you for anyone to use right in the Aira app. And I took a picture, and then I asked it, is there mold on this bread? And it came back and it described the bread in excruciatingly disgusting details. And certainly there was mold on the bread. So as we have crafted this tool, though, one of the things that we did was to make sure that it was being respectful of blind and low vision people. Because we found in the early days of AI, in the early days of OpenAI and ChatGPT and all of the other AI type models, we were finding that they assumed that the person using them was sighted. And we didn't want that, because obviously our customers are not. And so we didn't want to say things like, get someone to help you, or you need to take a better picture. That was one that infuriated me. Instead, we taught our AI to explain why someone needed to maybe take another photo. Lighting was low. They were too close to the object. They needed to turn it. And so that's really a mark of Access AI, is being keyed into that. And now we are working with Google DeepMind. We announced that back in May, to create a live dynamic artificial intelligence assistant for you. And right now that is in the trusted tester phase. We hope to be showing a little bit of it soon. So if you stay tuned, I'm sure you will see, and by this time probably have seen, a little bit of the examples of what Aira AI can do. That's the tentative name. We need to come up with a fun name, because we have too many Aira AI, AI, AI.
And just to be clear, what I think you mean by live AI is that currently we take pictures with our camera, and it's a single still picture, and we ask about that and we can find out more information. But live AI is intended to mean you're actually taking a video and you're getting feedback from the AI real time as you scan your camera around.
Yes.
That's a big enhancement.
Oh, yeah. And we're working with Google DeepMind to make sure that, once again, ours is really tailored for the blind and low vision market.
And that's a big thing, I think. I've used certainly ChatGPT or Gemini to take a picture of something and have it describe it to me. And it does, but it's not quite as satisfying as using an app like Aira or Be My Eyes, whose output is customized for visually impaired people.
Absolutely. And I want to say just a big thank you to the folks at Be My Eyes, because they really broke this market open with their partnership with OpenAI in developing Be My AI. That got us all taking pictures, looking at pictures, getting things described visually. And it really, you know, gave companies that were working on that the impetus to make it even better.
Now, I noticed that when using the live feature of the Gemini app, you couldn't hold it up and say, tell me when a taxi is approaching. Will this live feature of Aira be able to do something like that?
We hope so. We're working toward it. The issue is latency, of course. But right now, latency is a big issue with all of the AI models.
You're talking about latency. How big of a delay are you talking about? Like, is it 2 seconds, 10 seconds?
Actually, it's more like somewhere between 1 and 2 seconds right now, especially for complex things. Now, for very simple things like what's the number on my thermostat, that's pretty quick. But for things like analyzing a very busy background with lots of movement, that can take 1 to 2 seconds. And 1 to 2 seconds is a long time when you're thinking about movement.
But I'm guessing this will improve. So I'm sure, recognizing the problem, they'll figure out ways of dealing with this.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things we've been working on with our AI.
It's interesting that you're working with Google to do this. I see Google as being one of the more quickly responding AIs. If I ask Google some complex question, it usually starts responding almost instantaneously, whereas asking the same question of other chatbots, you know, says, I'm thinking about it, I'm responding, then eventually you get an answer.
Exactly. And I think where that's going to really be exciting is when we get into wearables with Google's product in the wearable space. So the regeneration of Google Glasses or whatever they're going to call them. But a lot of this is being geared toward that kind of a wearable solution for people.
Roughly what fraction of your users slash customers slash explorers do you think are using the intelligent glasses as opposed to a smartphone?
Oh boy, it has grown exponentially, of course, since the Meta glasses came out. And since we were able, and it's been about a year since we were able to be interactive with the Meta glasses, we have to do a little workaround for the meantime. But you should see very early next year that changing radically. And that's because Meta has now introduced their SDK, their developer kit, for third-party apps. And they had mentioned Seeing AI. Well, we are excited to be part of that whole system of developers that are hooking into Meta. And so we will be excited to finally be readily available without you having to go through WhatsApp or some other kind of third-party hack, basically, to be able to use the app with the Meta glasses. That said, we will be and should be by this point in time available on the Giga Echo Vision glasses, and that will be a direct input. So nothing, they will work from the start.
It's nice to see Meta and some of these other smart glasses opening up their platforms to third-party developers.
Yeah.
Because that hasn't been the case for a while.
No.
And it certainly is nice to be able to use these features hands-free. In the past, you either had to hold up your phone and scan around and not hit the right place, or you had to carry around your phone in a lanyard. But wearing the camera right on your face and you know where you're looking, you must get good feedback. That's a lot more handy.
Absolutely. And keeping your phone secure is really important for a lot of people. I did not realize the level of danger there is in holding your phone up in some situations. And our customers in the UK said it is a huge problem there having your phone stolen. And so we are happy that we've got this wearable to recommend and wearables coming up to recommend to help that process be much safer for folks.
Who would have thought someone would come along and steal your phone just when you're using it?
Yeah. And we had one explorer who actually had his phone stolen during an IRA call. This man actually ran after the person who stole the phone and tackled them and got the phone back. So it was a rather impressive call. The visual interpreter was pretty shaken afterward, but, you know, these things happen.
Kudos to the IRA visual interpreters.
Yeah, wow.
You talk about holding your phone, and I've always felt that if people are going to be blind, they ought to be born with more arms.
Yes, I agree.
Because here you are holding a cane or a dog and maybe a book bag or something, and you know, you need another arm for a phone or to feel where you are.
Exactly, or to hold your coffee while you're pulling your suitcase. Yeah.
So the glasses are a great way of getting feedback. So what else is new at IRA?
Oh my goodness. Well, we continue to add access partners, and probably the most exciting access partner that we have added this year is Walmart. They were our most requested access partner for years, and it took us a long time to get there, but we are available in all Walmart stores, Walmart superstores, at Walmart.com, and for Walmart Plus customers, we are available free to use. And that's limited to the U.S. right now, but we're hoping that that will change as Walmart goes on with this project.
So give us an overview of what services are available free, which are subscriptions, which are available at certain venues. How does this all work? You have a combination of ways of using IRA.
Absolutely. And a lot of people say, oh, it's too expensive, but I think they don't realize how many places you can actually use IRA. So first of all, if you have a subscription, you get one free 5-minute call every 12 hours. If you want to be a guest, you can absolutely use all of the features I'm going to describe as a guest, and you get one free call every 48 hours. And the way you're going to know whether your free call is ready or not, whether you've spent that time period or not, on the home screen of the app, you will see your next free 5-minute call is available, and it will have a time when that's going to be available to you. Also on the home screen, we have a button called Browse Access Offers. This is the pot of gold. This will tell you, tapping on this button will bring up our access offer screen. And here you can search. There's a pretty comprehensive search. Now on that page, you can search for things by name. You can look by category, whether it's a service, a product, or a location-based offer. If you tap on location-based offers, it's going to show you every Starbucks within, you know, miles of you and other things that are free around you. But honestly, the majority of them are going to be Starbucks. So that's the way you can look up things. That's the way you can find free offers. And again, I think you'll be surprised. For example, Target, they were our first major national retail access partner. We also have a number of airports. So if you're planning a trip and you want to know, okay, are my airports in the IRA Access Network? You can simply look them up by going to Browse Access Offers and looking up the airports.
Roughly how many airports do you figure are associated with IRA at this point?
We have around 60 airports. I believe we have 6 of them now in Canada. We also have many major airports in the U.S. We just added Oakland, San Francisco Bay International Airport. So we're excited about that. And we also have airports. Well, we don't have any in the U.K. at the moment. Now, that's at the moment. We have train stations and rail providers, but no airports. But we do have them in Australia and New Zealand, and those are our major markets right now.
For most of the services you were just talking about, I assume for those services you can use an IRA agent, so a sighted assistant. But I understand some of the AI services are also free?
Yes, absolutely. And right now, our Access AI service is absolutely free. You can use it from your smartphone app. Along the bottom of the screen, you've got tabs, and the second one is AI. And it actually will probably say Access AI right now, unless you're a trusted tester. So you double tap on that, and you're in the Access AI screen. The first button you're going to see is Quick Capture. Just take a picture, and it will give you a description. Then we have Detailed Capture, where you can take a photo and then ask specific questions about that photo. You can also, if you're like me, and I take a lot of pictures now that I have image description, I take 3 or 4 photos out the airplane window, and I want to know which one has the best composition. I can load all 4 of those photos into Access AI and ask it which photo has the best composition. It will go off and describe them all and then give me its analysis of which has the best composition. Then I can get rid of the other 3. So it's a pretty powerful tool.
You know, there are a lot of sighted people who take photographs who could benefit from that kind of feedback.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And it is very good. It goes through all of the areas of composition and things like that. And look in the future to us adding some OCR capability to that. Right now, it's interpreting the text. It's not technically doing OCR on it, but we've had so many requests for something like that. So look forward to that coming possibly in the future.
What else is new?
And probably our biggest new thing, though, is our ASL service. We've added this to the slate of services for deaf and hard of hearing people, but also potentially for deaf blind people too. And we're working out how this is all going to work, but the service is available now at some of our access partner airports in particular, and some employers where they have large deaf employee populations. And this is giving somebody their own personal interpreter being paid for by the entity. We want to give deaf people the same access to personal, confidential information as we get with visual interpreters.
Well, you guys have certainly come a long way over the years, and this is a tremendous service that just keeps growing in its usefulness. So thanks for that.
Oh, sure.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about IRA, their services, how to join, and how to contact them.
Well, Janine, if people want to find out more about IRA, test out some of these services, what would you tell them to do?
Well, first you can check out our website. We've got all kinds of videos and things up there. It is AIRA.io. You can also find us on YouTube. We are at youtube.com/AIRAIO, AIRAIO. We are on Facebook. You can also join our Facebook user group, and that is IRA Explorers. If you search for that group, you will find them, and facebook.com/AIRAIO.
And how do people subscribe?
People can subscribe by calling our customer care team, and that is a 1-800 number, 1-800-835-1934. You can contact them between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time, 7 days a week, and they can help you subscribe. They can help you pick the plan that's right for you. And you may be surprised, there are also discounts available if you are a member of certain blindness organizations. So be sure to check with them on those discounts. You can also email them at support@ira.io with any questions that you have, and they will get back to you.
I assume that if someone wants to try out the app for some of its free services to see what it's like, they can just download it from the Apple Store.
Absolutely. Download it from the App Store, download it from the Play Store. And if you are setting up a new account, you are going to get some time free. I believe it's up to an hour now that you get free to try out the app and learn how to use it. Our customer care will contact you and walk you through onboarding, getting started. You, as an IRA Explorer, though, Pete, can also refer somebody and get some minutes if they decide to use the app.
And you can find all that information in the show notes associated with this episode, which is episode 2543. And if you use the search field to search for IRA, you'll find a number of episodes where we talk with people who made some interesting uses of IRA. Some of those were quite fun.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about some of the AI training resources available for JAWS, ZoomText, and Fusion. JAWS, ZoomText, and Fusion users can now benefit from artificial intelligence-powered tools like PictureSmart AI and FS Companion that provide image descriptions, label buttons, and help users with commands. We'll talk with Elizabeth Whitaker from Vispero about the resources and training programs they offer for learning and using these and other tools.
And the better you can use those AI tools, the more productive and efficient you'll be. So join us for next week's episode to learn a little bit about those.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.